This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole has introduced rash new anti-terrorism legislation, undermined the War Powers Act, and authorized the president to order assassinations. In a moment, we'll face off. Bob, you've gone off the right end with your new right-wing anti-terrorism bill. You'd scuttle the War Powers Act by cutting Congress out of consultations with the president before committing American troops. You'd even authorize assassination of terrorists. President Reagan had overwhelming support for his strike against Libya, but that doesn't mean Congress should roll over and give him a blank check to send U.S. troops into combat or order assassinations. The White House poured cold water on your bill, Bob, and said it wouldn't push for changes in the War Powers Act. The Republican chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee said he saw no reason for change either. Shame on you, Bob. Next time you get the urge to play Rambo with the right wing, go to a movie. Don't undercut the Constitution.
Ted, your kamikaze attacks on President Reagan's priorities on Capitol Hill have given you amnesia. My bill simply clarifies what the president can and cannot do when it's time to answer terrorism. In my view, the president shouldn't have to check with every armchair quarterback in Washington before he makes split-second decisions in a crisis. As a principal sponsor of the War Powers Act, I can tell you that the 13-year-old act never envisioned the special challenge of terrorism. And that's why I drafted the anti-terrorism bill after America's bold strike against Libya. Ted, the free world's got a deadly problem on its hands. It's called international terrorism. The Dole bill may not be perfect, but it's a good start. By the way, where's your bill, Senator Kennedy? This is Senator Bob Dole. Ted won't tell you, but I will. It's the Democrats who are scooping up most money from the fat cats and special interests. Find out on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.